Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Ammo Can Coffee in Soldotna, a business known for its strong conservative political stances, has once again been targeted by vandals. It is unclear whether the perpetrators are the same as those who acted against the local coffee shop in 2022, but the act of vandalism was virtually identical. Owner Michelle Floyd posted a video on social media showing traitors spray-painted in black across the storefront window and door, a front door lock filled with super glue and nails strewn across the parking lot. These are nearly the exact same elements of vandalism committed against Ammo Can as those in 2022. In that incident, Traders was also spray painted in black across the storefront and the door lock filled with super glue.
I came in when the shop was supposed to open and just turned the lights on from the back and saw that tag again across all the windows. not again. How is this happening again?
Floyd said that a police report had already been filed on the vandalism and that Soldotna police were investigating the crime. She also petitioned the community for help in finding the person responsible and asked for unity rather than division in the community.
We can agree to disagree without needing this. This is not acceptable.
Like Floyd promised in the video, Ammo Can reopened for business on Tuesday. When Zach Savage and his 10-year-old son Miles left their Pop Warner football game on Saturday to attend a friend's youth soccer game, they had no idea the unprecedented circumstances they would encounter on the way. Before heading to the game, they needed to stop by their house, a fortuitous decision to say the least. As they drove past a trailer park on Silver Salmon Drive, Zach caught sight of something shocking, a pickup truck engulfed in flames.
We realized it was a truck that was on fire, engulfed in between two trailers. We pulled up a little further and people were running around with their little tiny fire extinguishers that weren't really doing anything. And we stopped and contemplated life. And I was like, I got a tow strap in the back. Let's help these people out.
Zach jumped to action, working with the homeowners to connect the tow strap.
I backed up and we threw it in four-wheel drive and drug it out of there before it caught anything else on fire.
Once the Kenai Fire Department arrived on the scene, Zach and Miles received some well-deserved accolades for their role in saving the two homes.
They're like, they are very lucky that you were here because some of the trailers were starting to catch on fire, the ground all around them.
The day turned out to be an eventful one for the father and son. A win for Miles Saints football team, then saving a couple homes from a truck fire just in time to catch a friend's soccer game. Lotto Alaska just paid out the largest cash prize in the lottery's 8-year history, $13,385,961. The winner, for now only identified as Jules from Homer, was the lucky recipient. In a video posted to social media by the statewide lottery organization, Jules told contest officials he had purchased his ticket at River City Pull Tabs in Soldotna. According to Stosh Solsky, a staff member with Lotto Alaska, each time someone wins the jackpot, the game starts over. This time, the contest had gone 49 weeks without a winner, the longest in Lotto Alaska history. Winners are drawn weekly, each winning a cash prize. They also have an opportunity to call in and pick from a board with 54 panels, 52 cards, and two jokers. If a winner draws the ace of spades, they win the jackpot. In the video, Jules picked what will undoubtedly be his new lifelong favorite number, 20. Solsky laughed lightheartedly as he shared the winner from Homer's continued disbelief in his extreme stroke of luck.
He called back two times after that just to make sure we weren't fooling with him. He called back one time, said his wife didn't believe him, and then he called back the second time to just triple check.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.